Friday, September 29th, big news of the day, Tupac's murderer, not exactly, someone was charged or indicted with Tupac's murder because, I guess in Las Vegas, Nevada, or I don't think this is a federal rule, in Nevada maybe, I'm reading some mixed information here, but the idea being that if you arrange or order a crime, then it's the same as committing the crime. So the gentleman that was arrested today was allegedly the shot caller of a group of guys who shot the car that Tupac was in back in 1996 in Las Vegas. I know this headline is exciting and sexy, but this same guy who was arrested today kind of said that he did this in 2019, I believe it was his memoir. It was a book or something that he was involved with. So this is not necessarily new news, but he's the last living member of this group of people who were supposedly in this car. So while it sounds like a victory and a big deal, it doesn't move the needle that much for me. Maybe that's because I'm an East Coast guy. If it were Biggie, I'd feel differently. I'm saying that sarcastically, but it actually is somewhat true, but not really. Like I just because I don't love Tupac's music, he was an incredible, incredible figure in hip hop and for social justice. And like I wish he were around to see what this world has become, and to hear his commentary throughout all of it would have been amazing. So. Nothing but love and respect for Tupac, just not a huge fan of his music. Anyway, I don't think that has anything to do with this headline not really landing for me. It's like such a huge deal, like it's being made out to be. We'll see what happens if this guy is actually charged and convicted and whatnot, or he's already charged. If he's convicted, then, you know, great. And if we can agree that this is actually what happened and how it happened, then I'm happy that... that loose end was tied up, and I hope the same thing happens for Biggie and any loose end unsolved murders that are running around out there. R.I.P. Tupac. Hope you guys had a good week, better than Tupac's killer.